From KETR in Commerce, this is Morning Edition. The time is 7:30. I'm Mark Haslett. An automobile pedestrian accident in Greenville resulted in a death yesterday. Lois M. Aldridge, age 58, of Greenville, was struck and killed while attempting to cross U.S. Highway 69. The accident occurred in the 2900 block of Highway 69 a little bit after 4 o'clock yesterday. Aldridge was struck by a Toyota Tacoma pickup truck. Authorities say that the driver of the truck did see Aldridge, but was unable to stop in time to keep from hitting her. In Hopkins County yesterday, sheriff's investigators found the dead body of a man who had been named as a murder suspect in the death of a 32-year-old woman. The body was found beside a pickup truck on County Road 2381 yesterday morning. The man was identified as 55-year-old Keith Lynn McDowell. He had been named in a Franklin County murder warrant related to the death of 31-year-old Angie Jo Smith of Mount Vernon. Sheriff's investigators said that a sawed-off shotgun was found near the body and the wound was thought to be self-inflicted. In Paris, veteran policemen, firefighters, and some non-civil service employees will be getting a raise soon. That's after the city council approved the raises at a meeting last night. The pay raises will cost nearly $150,000, according to the Paris News. However, the money is coming from the departments in which the raises will be implemented. The raises will be based on seniority and will result in a pay increase for 315 employees, including 20 police officers and 51 firefighters.